Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This week, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, Internet Insanity, where we dive into some nugget and name nonsense. And we close with our BFPs and BFNs of the week. Let's get started. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is episode 144. Hello, Shauna.
Hello. Did you make it sound like a cave because we're so far away from each other and haven't seen each other in ages?
Yeah, I just had the revelation calling you today that you never saw me in person a single time when I was pregnant.
No.
You never saw that bump.
Not a single time. We didn't even get a chance to do a socially distanced hang ever.
I know.
During that time.
I know.
That's crazy.
It's so weird. It makes me kind of sad.
I know. Did you see any friends? I mean,
I saw a handful of people socially distant outside. Like, I saw Jen once, maybe twice. I dropped something off at her house once. And then one time when everything was really low in the summer, we did a backyard masked hangout. I think that was it. And then I saw, like, my friend Carrie at the park when our kids played together, like twice, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So there is proof that you were pregnant. I mean, I didn't see it. So is it really true?
I mean, I did have a baby.
Oh, that part. Okay. Yeah.
But maybe I stole him. Who knows?
Maybe.
Anyway, enough about me. What's going on with you?
Oh, we're good over here chugging along. Our big news is, this is how this thing always rolls out, right? You're like, God, my kid is so cranky lately, like not napping. What's going on? And then you see them chewing on their hand a lot. Like, it still didn't click with me. And then one day I'm like, oh my God, you're like drooling down your chin. I'm like, let me stick my finger in your mouth there very cautiously because she's a chomper. And she was like, okay. And like open her mouth and all four of her molars are coming in
all
at the same time. All four were cutting.
Oh,
I was like,
no. Oh,
you poor baby. That explains so much. And so, you know, then I started giving her Tylenol or ibuprofen before bed at night, and she was sleeping so much better all through the night. And it was just like night and day. Like, now that I understood what she was going through and how to help her, it's just a lot better now.
Wow. Four at once is a lot.
Yes.
That must be really painful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, she was chewing on her hands and fingers so much to the point where I was like, have you developed a nail biting habit? Like, her fingers were just constantly in her mouth and like chomping. And yeah, I didn't know what was going on. I don't know why I didn't think that. It's just like, I don't know why it always catches me by surprise, but it did again.
It's because these last 2 year molars, that you can't see them. They're all the way in the back. And you kind of feel like they're 2 years old. They're beyond it. You know, teething is something little babies do. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I wonder what's worse, whether like getting all of them at the same time is worse or getting them one after another, which is kind of what we've been doing.
Yeah. Here's my theory. It's worse for them to get them all at once, probably because it's super painful. Mm-hmm. But it's better for me because then it's all done. Just boom. We don't have to drag it out. I don't have to keep wondering month after month if another one's coming in.
Yeah, I can see that. And you know what? She's not going to remember.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's a bummer, though.
Yeah. So it's getting better, though. So that's really good. Other thing I was going to mention is that this week she's really becoming more independent on a lot of things. Like, she can wash her hands now at the sink in the bathroom all by herself. Like, she brings her chair over, turns on the water, you know, does the soap, the drying, everything all by herself. If she comes in with dirty hands, I'm like, go wash your hands. And she goes and washes them, which is awesome. It's really nice.
Voluntarily?
Yeah, not all the time, but yeah, okay. She thinks it's exciting. It's a novelty. It's a novelty.
Oh, that's good because it's just a complete battle every time here.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Wash your hands. No. And I have to like do a little dance. Lately, it's been like he's really into Mary Poppins. So we're doing like wash your hands, step in time, wash your hands, step in time. Never near you, never rhyme. I don't even know the word. Wash your hands, step in time. That's like the only way we can do it is making a stupid song out of it.
Oh, no.
So this is blowing my mind. Amazing.
So that's really nice. And she learned the concept of the hot and cold handles on our sink. Oh, this breaks my heart. Like, you know, she was going up there to wash her hands by herself and I guess turned on the hot one and was washing and was like, ah, hot, hot. And I'm like, oh my God, no. And I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. You know, I wasn't nearby in the moment. So of course I felt guilty. And then I'm like, okay, that's the hot side. And this side is the cold water. And she did not forget it. She like mentioned it the next several times she washed her hands. She's never touched that side again. And it's all about the cold water now.
Oh, good. You know, that's another thing I've been meaning to fix. Our hot water heater is set way too high.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter right now because we control the taps. But if Augie ended up getting his like hands on the faucet handle and turning it on, like it could be dangerous. So,
oh, yes. Let this be a warning for you because it could definitely happen. It wasn't super hot for her, but enough to startle her and, mm-hmm. you know, upset her and everything.
Well, I don't know about you, but like my toddler is very sensitive to anything like slightly hot. You know, if you make the bath slightly warmer than usual, he's like, it's hot. It's like, no, it's not. It's not really hot. Chill out.
Yeah, she's that way with dinner. It's like, it's hot. I'm like, that spaghetti has been sitting on the table for 15 minutes. It is not hot anymore. No. Oh my goodness, they're so funny. The other thing real quick about her this week is the defiance. I mean, she's always defiant because she's two. And this week I'm just like, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but sometimes I feel like I'm being gaslit by a small human. It's just like the other day she was wearing a dress with pockets and she had her hands in her pockets and was playing around with them. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. Your dress has pockets. And she looked me straight in the eye and goes, no. And I'm like, your hands are in the pot. For a second, I was like, oh, maybe it doesn't have pockets. And I was like, yes, it does, Sean. It does have pockets. Her hands are in the pockets. And it just, it's crazy sometimes trying to communicate with these little people.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm questioning my own reality. And she's just defiant, not even to just me, right? She'll be watching Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood and he talks to the kids. I don't know if you guys watch Daniel Tiger, but
we've only watched a few episodes. We watched the episodes where the baby sister was coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those are so sweet. I loved those. So Daniel Tiger talks to the audience, you know, to the children. It's like, do you want to make believe with me? And she'll just be like, no, and just completely put the kibosh on Daniel Tiger's attempts to play and stuff. So it's just no, 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 everything. And
yeah, no is a very popular phrase around here as well.
Yes. And when we try to cross the street, like when we're walking, I don't know if your guy has a problem with this, but like I try to make her hold our hand, right? Hold an adult's hand, we cross the street. And she gets so mad. She wants to walk out in the street by herself. And I have had to pick her up screaming and kicking. Like, my neighbors must think I'm a crazy mom. Like, I feel so bad because I'm walking along the cul-de-sac with her and we want to cross the street. I'm like, no, no, you got to either hold my hand or I have to pick you up. And she's like, no. And I just pick her up and then she like throws a fit and I'm like right in front of my neighbor's house. And, you know, I have such a lovely neighbor next door who just thinks the world of me. That's total sarcasm. She thinks I'm crazy. So, yeah. It's just, it's reaching fever pitch over here. Is your guy big on no?
You know, it's interesting. He doesn't necessarily say no, that exact phrase all that much, which is nice because it's such a typical two-year-old thing. No, no, no. But he expresses the same feeling in many ways. He just tends to use like the word that he wants instead.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big tantrums where we've been having lately, especially around bedtime, is that he's trying to delay and he delays in whatever way he can. And his favorite now is going, I want to potty. And then he'll go, potty, potty, potty. And we'll be like, you just sat on the potty for like 15 minutes. You don't need to potty. You know, it's obviously a delay tactic.
Uh-huh.
The feeling is no, no, no. But the words are potty, 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 or right. Whatever it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's defiance, though, is full steam here as well.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, that's about all for us this week. What's going on with you guys?
Yeah. So my toddler, Augie, is 26 months now. So he's 2 years, 2 months. And yeah, like you said, he's just very defiant. I'm actually kind of happy to hear your stories about Cece because it makes me realize that all this behavior that I've kind of been attributing to his emotions around the new baby arriving might actually just be two-year-old feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard to separate that, right? It's hard to know what is, he's now 2 years, 2 months, and he's like full-fledged two-year-old, or is it because his whole world has been turned upside down by the arrival of a new baby? Mm-hmm. But yeah, we've definitely been having some issues. Last week, I talked about the nap strike he's been going on, right? I mean, I've been talking about it for weeks, right? So I think I mentioned on the last episode that our new tactic was going to be no more screen time, right? We were cutting him off again. So this week, the no more screen time thing actually led to, and I don't know if it's directly leading to it or if it's just a coincidence, but he napped 5 of 7 days this week.
Yay!
Woo-hoo. Yay. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how happy I am about that.
Awesome.
And he protests still, but he does eventually nap. So no screen time. We're still cooling it on the screen time.
Yeah.
So it seems to be working. It just, every time we reintroduce it, it becomes clear he can't handle it. Like, you know, you say Cece can kind of take it or leave it most of the time. Mm-hmm. He can't. He takes it. He's like, I think the whole house could burn down around him while he was watching TV.
Yeah.
Anyway, so one way we've been trying to keep him busy since we're not doing any screen time this week is we've been trying to spend more time outdoors. Mm-hmm. And I talked about how we went to the nursery, the plant nursery, a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And so I've been working on like the garden outside. And so I've actually been having him help me. He got a little toy wheelbarrow from someone Corey actually works with. They sent him like a little toy wheelbarrow and toy tools. So I've been having him help me in the garden, plant stuff and whatnot. And it was really cute this week. One of the things he did was I was trying to like get my raised garden bed all set up. And I kept saying like, come over to the garden bed. Like, will you help? Will you bring that to the garden bed? Will you dig in the garden bed? That sort of thing. And I was using the phrase garden bed a lot. And then he walked into the garden bed and he puts himself down, like lies down completely on the dirt. And he goes, Augie wants to lie down in the garden bed. And I realized he thought it was a bed, like a sleeping bed.
That is so cute and funny.
I know. I thought it was very sweet. And it didn't even occur to me that he would make that connection. I was like, oh, okay, you can sleep in the garden bed.
Yes. It reminds me of what you brought up before about how Mr. Rogers was so specific about the way he used language with children because the way they understand things is so literal and different than the way we understand things. This seems like a perfect example of that.
Yes, totally.
Well, you said garden bed, so that's where people sleep.
Exactly. So he was sleeping in it. I have a picture of it. It's very cute.
We'll
try to post it to Instagram. And yeah, so another thing with the toddler is that we are starting to think about getting him a nanny for the mornings on weekdays. I know we've talked about that and I've been waffling on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've made a decision that sending him to preschool right now would be a little too soon. That he might feel like, even if he's emotionally ready to be at school, he might feel that we're like shipping him off.
Yeah.
Because Sebastian, the newborn, he's only 4 weeks old. And we actually, like, I emailed a preschool in our area to see, you know, what the deal was, if they had any information or tours going on or virtual tours. And they wrote back and said, like, oh, we have an opening in 2 weeks. And it kind of like made me panic when I thought about it, because I was like, oh, no, this would make Augie think that we're definitely sending him away. Mm-hmm. You know, new baby arrives. See you later, big kid.
Yeah, that would be unusual timing.
Yeah, I think if we were going to do it, we would have had to do it like a couple months before the baby arrived, or we have to wait a couple more months, I think, until he's settled a bit. So we are on the search for a nanny.
Okay, good. That'll help you and ease up some time for you to do some stuff and take care of the baby and everything, yeah?
That's the hope. My mom's here for another 4 weeks, actually. She's here until the baby is 8 weeks old. So I have a little bit of time, but that goes fast. So
yes, very fast.
Yeah, I got to get on it.
Good. All right. Well, I'm curious to hear updates as we go.
You'll hear them in fine detail, I'm sure, on this podcast, and probably by text and whatnot. G-chat. Yes.
All the ways you keep me updated.
Yes. But speaking of the newborn, my little baby, who I'm calling Sebastian on the podcast, he is a month old.
Wow.
I know. It went so fast.
Yeah.
And so now that he's a month old, I realized I needed to do my monthly photo shoots with him like I did with Augie.
Mm-hmm.
And if people don't know what I'm talking about, it's like a thing where you like put them on the same background and you say like, I'm 1 month old, 2 month old, 3 month old. And I did it with Augie and it was like really fun to have at the end of the year. And what I did with him was I had a quilt that I had made for him that was actually made out of squares that people decorated at my baby shower. And I had a knit cat I made for him. And so I would put him, like the cat toy would be next to him and he'd be on the quilt. And so you could see him grow next to this stuff. Well, for baby number two, I did not have time to make a quilt, as I've lamented on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I've made him so far is this plush bumblebee. Did I talk about that?
I don't know. Yes, I think you did.
I made a bumblebee. I think it's really cute. And so I made him a little bumblebee. And so I've decided that I'm going to do the monthly photo shoots on the same quilt that I used for Augie. And hopefully he doesn't feel like he's just getting recycled. But I'm putting the bumblebee next to him.
Cute.
So. But the fun part about doing this photo shoot, or maybe it was the frustrating part, depending on who you ask, was that Augie wanted in on it.
Like, oh, I bet.
It was very hard to keep him out of the shoot. And I didn't necessarily want to, but I did want at least one decent shot of Sebastian on the quilt by himself so that we could see him grow too. But Augie knows, like, because we have the pictures up on the wall and he knows that that's the quilt from his photos.
Oh, right.
He actually will like grab it and be like, you made this before I was born. And I'm like, yep, I made that before you were born, because I've told him the story about it. So I put Sebastian on it and he was just like, me, me, me.
Mine.
We have a lot of dual pictures for that. But
yeah,
it was very fun to watch them together. And I was also very stressful to try to take pictures at the same time as making sure that the two-year-old didn't smush the four-week-old.
Oh, yes. Yes. I think you need an assistant in that situation.
Yeah. I had Corey, too, but like, Augie's fast, you know? It was one of those things, because I didn't want Corey in the shot. So we were both trying to stay out of the shot. And then it was like, no, don't roll over. Don't, like, you can give him kisses, but just not too hard, you know?
Oh, God, that brings me so back to the beginning when Cece was little. Oh, my God. It was like one of my biggest stresses in general for like 9 months.
But we ended up with some cute photos, and I'm happy that I'm keeping this tradition going. So
good. Yeah. That's so cute. I can't wait to see them.
Yeah, you will get to see them on social media. And probably I will text you screenshots of the like hundreds of photos that I took that were outtakes. Yeah. But anyway, that's it for me. Shall we move on to our special segment this week?
Let's do it. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
We are back, and this week's special segment is Internet Insanity, where we talk about the interesting, unusual, weird, funny things that we have seen online lately that pertain to parenting, pregnancy, all that jazz. Laura, you are up first. I'm dying to know, what's your first internet insanity?
Okay, so my first one is a Facebook group that I discovered secondhand because I'm in another Facebook group called This Cat Has a Bebe.
Okay.
BB, and it's about people who have cats and babies, and the term baby is very general. It's like any kids, basically. And it's a group with cute pictures of cats and kids cuddling, basically. It's great.
Cute. Perfect for you.
Yes. I mean, like, it's perfectly designed for Laura. But last December, someone in This Cat Has a Bebe was... Sorry, it makes me think of Moira Rose every time.
Bebe. Oh, yes. baby. Yeah.
Someone took a screenshot from our group and posted it in another group. And this is my internet insanity. The group is called Why Would You Name Your Child That?
Oh, what? I already don't like it.
Yeah, it's a mean ass negative group where people make fun of other people's baby names.
What? What is wrong with people?
I know. And so it's a private group. I couldn't quite join it. Not that I would want to. But it turns out there's a lot of groups like this. There's also You Actually Want to Name Your Kid That, and Why Would You Name Your Child That, and You Actually Named Your Kid That. Like, it's totally crazy to me that these exist in the first place. So the particular incident that I saw was someone posted to that group, right? Someone took a screenshot from This Cat Has a Baby because they thought that there was a weird baby name in it. And then they posted it to this mean group to make fun of it. But here's the thing. The name that they thought was weird and was ridiculous to name your child was the name Zelda, which I personally think is a very cool name.
Very cool.
But here's what they didn't know. They thought that the name Zelda was only from the video game. Like, they didn't know that there was a Zelda Fitzgerald and that Zelda is an actual name. And so they posted this to this mean ass group. And then apparently people in the group were like, why are you posting this? That's a totally normal name. So some mean ass people were trying to be mean and catty on the internet and they couldn't even do it right. So
serves them right.
That's correct.
That's terrible. You know what really bothers me too is that there's some kind of infiltrator in your cat group that's going around taking pictures of people's names and sharing them on a mean site.
Right?
Who was this person?
Oh yeah, her name was like totally visible in this other group. Her name was Tia. And you know, there was basically a screenshot of the screenshot that got back to the baby group that
People just don't have enough to do with their time, man.
I agree.
Going around making fun of names. And you know what? Even if you do name your kid after the video game, maybe you loved that video game when you were little. I loved that video game when I was little. That's a cool name.
Yeah. I think people can name their kids what they want.
I think so, personally, too. Yeah. I'm in that camp as well. Maybe we should start a Facebook group called Your Baby's Name is Cool as Shit.
Yes, let's do it. Your Baby's Name is Awesome. We love it. Don't ever change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's get on top of that. But anyway, that's my first internet insanity. It's a little convoluted. One Facebook group gets the screenshot, then it gets another screenshot back to the group, and people are stupid.
Drama. Yeah.
I feel like that's the internet in a nutshell. Screenshots really and drama. Is. Yeah.
That's about
it. All right. Yes. Okay. So do you have an internet insanity for us?
I do. Mine also has to do with Facebook groups. So hopefully this doesn't feel too redundant. But so you know, I am the proud owner of a Nugget comfort couch.
Yes.
Yes.
Is that what it's called? A comfort couch?
Yes. Nugget comfort couch. Yes. So for those who don't know, it's this thing that's become just super popular in the last couple years. It's like for kids, and it's like these big two long foam platforms, like couch seats basically, that fold over, and like two triangular wedges that go on top that are kind of like the cushions or the arms, the couch, and kids can make forts on them, and it's really cool. I fell in love with it at the play space where your guy had his first birthday party. I was like, what is this? This is cool. I need one.
Oh, is that really where you found it? I thought you knew about the Nugget before that. Oh, cool.
No, the kids were making cool forts in the playroom with it, and I was like, this is awesome. And I like found the tag on it and like made a mental note of it and went home and Googled it and everything. And so I got one kind of ahead of the curve. I didn't have to wait as long as people do now. Now they are on back order for months, and people are very fanatic about getting these Nuggets and like certain colors and stuff. And I knew there was a general aura of excitement about the Nugget, but I didn't know this. And I went down a rabbit hole on Facebook to discover the following. First, there are a lot of Facebook groups that deal with the Nugget, and some of them have like tens of thousands of people in them. And I joined a bunch of them because they're really cool. People will share like the forts that they made, you know, to give other people inspiration. Like, here's something you could do with the nugget. And, you know, people get really excited when their nugget comes in the mail and they'll do like a box picture, you know, like when it arrives, they sit their like kid on the box and take a picture. It's a very iconic, like bright orange rectangular box. And so all these boxing pictures. And soon I realized that having one nugget is like not cool. People in these groups have 2-3 upwards of 6 nuggets. What? I mean, yes.
How big are their houses? 6 yeah. nuggets. They're not small.
They're not small. They're large and they're not cheap either. I mean, the cheapest one is like maybe $230, right, for one of these couches. So like people are very obsessed with the colors. They get very mad when Nugget releases a color that they don't like. Mm. So there's a lot of talk about like the new color is not good. But here's the thing is like, this is also part of the insanity is I am finding myself getting really wrapped up in all of this. And like, I'm like, I don't think I have enough nuggets. Steve, I think we need another nugget. And he's just kind of like rolling his eyes at me, but I'm getting nugget envy. Looking at these, one person had 6 nuggets, one like every color of the rainbow. And you know, Laura, that like that hits me. That gets me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can see that. That would be aesthetically pleasing. Yeah.
Very aesthetically pleasing. And I want it, but I'm not going to go there. There are offshoots of the nugget. I didn't realize this. Only being in these groups did I realize that now not only does the nugget exist, but there are knockoffs called the Nook, the Nest, the Fortsy, the Figgy, the Fort, the Bloxy, the Joey. There's all of these different things that you can get. So it's just a whole world that I didn't realize. There's buy, sell, trade going on. And of course, everything's super marked up. You can buy a cover for a nugget for like $200. Just the cloth covering. And the whole thing itself is like $230. So
you're not at all tempted to sell your nugget for a profit.
I'm not, surprisingly. Like, I was looking at the Facebook marketplace like to see what the market value is for a nugget, and it's about $500. So I guess I could turn a profit, but I really do like our nugget and we use it almost every day.
You love it too much.
I do. I love it too much and I want another one. So this is kind of like the normal-ish groups that I've become a part of. And in my discovery of the nugget world, I also discovered a group called Nugget After Dark.
I'm afraid.
Which is a group that came about to talk about the sex positions that people can do using their kids' nugget couches.
Oh my God.
So of course, I'm just like, oh my God. You know, when you're just in your little mom world doing your little thing with your little forts, it's like, just didn't even cross my mind that that this could be a thing, but it is. And there's a whole group. And so a lot of it's funny, you know, tongue-in-cheek stuff, but like these unboxing pictures, you know, they're like the boxing pictures I was mentioning in the other groups, you know, where like the toddler sits in the box. Well, in this group, it's like this person in like sexy negligee and like thigh high leather boots, like lounging on top of the nugget box. And one was a guy, it was holding the nugget box over his junk like it was a dick in the box. You know, that old song from SNL. So like this is the kind of stuff going on in there. And people are like asking, what position would be great, you know, to do on my nugget tonight? And then there's people chiming in who stumbled into this group like I did, I guess. And they're like, what's a nugget? And everyone's like, if you don't know what a nugget is, why are you even in here? And then in another post, someone's like, I was looking for a group for chicken nuggets. What is going on here? And it's just a whole hullabaloo side of the nugget world that I never knew existed until now.
There are so many Facebook groups for just about anything.
Yes, truly. For hating names, for doing it on nuggets, whatever you fancy.
Whatever you fancy. Wow. I'm in a Snoo parents group and one for the Owlet foot monitors, but it's mostly, well, actually it's a lot of discussion, like all it's amazing how granular it gets. Like with the Snoo, it's like, what are the best settings? And what's the best way to double swaddle? A lot of people double swaddle in the snoo. And you can get very, very granular with this stuff. Yeah, it is kind of amazing. There's endless ways to entertain yourself on the internet.
Oh, for sure. And this group, you know, apparently the OGs of this group started a new group for Nugget After Dark because this group became too goofy or something. I don't know. So if you really want to do like the real deal Nugget After Dark, you know, if anyone's listening wants to get in on that, I think you have to search like Nugget After Dark OG group or something like that. So
yeah, they don't want any of the banter. They just need to know the exact sex positions to use on their child's couch.
To each their own, man. Hey, no sex shaming, but I'm just saying it really tickled my funny bone to see all this stuff going on in the Nugget world.
I just didn't know we needed to discuss it on the internet, but I guess you did. I mean,
yeah,
like you said, there were all kinds of fort configurations you had never thought of. So I guess there's new ways to use the Nugget.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, when the kids are asleep. So maybe that's why the resale is so high. Although I would cross reference if I was going to buy a secondhand Nugget from someone, I would want to make sure they're not in the OG Nugget After Dark group.
Yeah, I mean, the covers are washable, but not washable. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. You make a good point, Laura. Oh, my God. All right. So should we move on? Do you have another internet insanity for us?
I do. Mine is kind of related to not any Facebook groups this time, but the why would you name your child that?
Okay.
And like I said, I think all child names are fantastic. So this story has nothing to do with the actual name I'm going to talk about, but I'm going to tell you about this article I read. So as you might expect, I've been obsessed with trying to come up with a name for my new baby. And I was Googling, you know, creative baby boy names. I was trying to find, I thought I had heard all the baby boy names, right? So I was trying to go through listicles and try to find things. So I found this list. So it's from this website called TLC Me, which is like, it uses the Learning Channel Network logo. So I think it's from the Learning Channel. And the article is titled 20 Baby Boy Names Inspired by Beloved Literary Characters, right?
Okay.
Beloved.
Emphasis on beloved.
Yes. So for instance, there is Jay for Jay Gatsby from The Great Gatsby. Okay. I may not want to name my kid after him, but beloved. Do you say beloved or beloved? I feel like it goes either way.
I think I go either way too.
Yeah. Anyway, but people, you know, people love The Great Gatsby. Max from Where the Wild Things Are. Totally. Holden from Holden Caulfield from The Catcher in the Rye. Sure. Again, like, I'm not sure I really would want to name my kid after Holden Caulfield, the actual character. But, you know, people love that book. That's a I've heard from of people naming their kid Holden. Great. Sometimes it gets a little weird, like Victor from Victor Frankenstein, but still classic. Oh. Right.
Okay.
But as you scroll... I was just scrolling along. And by the way, when you look on your phone on this article, there's like photos to go with every name, right? And it's full screen photos. So for instance, this one is Mark from Antony and Cleopatra, the Shakespeare play, right? And you see a whole, the cover of an edition of Antony and Cleopatra. It fills up the whole screen. So as I'm going down, right after Bruce, named after Bruce Wayne from Batman, we get to a picture of Javier Bardem from the movie No Country for Old Men.
Okay.
And the name is Anton for Anton Chigurh from the book No Country for Old Men. Do you remember who Javier Bardem played in that movie?
I don't. I have a terrible memory for movies. You've got to fill me in.
He's a fucking psychopath killer. Okay? Like...
What?
Like the most cold-blooded, terrifying person you could imagine, right? This is the character, Anton Chigurh, in No Country for Old Men. Iconic character, yes. Horrible, horrible person who brutally murders many people in cold blood in that movie, right?
Wow.
And you're scrolling along saying you should name your kid Rhett after Gone with the Wind or Bruce after Batman. Or Anton, after Anton Chigurh in No Country for Old Men. And then the next one is Atticus, as in Atticus Fitch from To Kill a Mockingbird. It is not the same. These are not equivalent.
Oh my God, what is that author thinking? They must have thrown that in there to just fool you guys. What?
So the blurb trying to explain why you should name your kid Anton after Anton Sugar is, Anton is ruthless and there are few other ways to describe him. He maintains his values and principles as the story progresses and holds no interest in money.
That's bananas. Are you sure that's not supposed to be like the main character of that movie? Because there is a character with redeeming qualities, right?
Oh, no. It's definitely naming him after Anton Sugar. So bad. Oh, we'll have to link to this because it is just too funny.
That is too funny. Like, not after Anton Chekhov, like an actual writer of good literature.
Right?
Anton Sugar.
It was right there. They could have said Anton Chekhov and just gotten it over with.
That is so wild.
Corey and I laughed so hard when I showed this to him. And we are both pretty sure this author had to do this on purpose. Like, because, let's see, what's her name? The author is Alexa Lisitsa. And she's written a bunch for this website.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she's just trying to troll us.
I think so.
I don't see how else it could be. But that was a good laugh.
That is great and so ridiculous. Were there any comments on that article at all? Like,
it doesn't have a comment section.
Oh, not cool.
Not cool. It's the only time in history I want to read the comments on an article on the internet.
Oh, I gotta see that. You gotta send me that link.
Okay, I will. I will. But anyway, that's my internet insanity. And I just really want to reiterate that if you've named your child Anton, I actually really like that name.
Yes, it's a great name.
You should not be naming him after this specific Anton in literature. Yeah.
Oh, my word. He's ruthless, though. So.
He's ruthless, but he doesn't care about money.
He doesn't care about money.
Anyway, that is my internet insanity. Shauna, do you have one more for us?
I do, but why don't we hear it after the break? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's best sellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at lolavie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
Lolavie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at lolavie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at lolavie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Okay, we are back, and I want to hear Shauna's final internet insanity. Shauna, what do you have for us?
Okay, mine is an article I came across about a story that happened in Beaverton, Oregon.
Ooh, I know about Beaverton, Oregon.
Oh, you do?
That is where my stepfather lives.
Really? Okay, mm-hmm. Well, maybe he knows about this story. Is Beaverton a small town?
Beaverton is a suburb of Portland. It's just on the outside of Portland.
Oh, okay. All right. So in this story, a mom went to a grocery store. I assume it's a smallish grocery store. And she parked about 15 feet from the front of the store. And she left her 4-year-old child in the car, in the back and in the car seat with the engine running. And she ran in to grab something real quick. While she was in the store, a man came and got in the car and stole the car. He came back, though, because he realized there was a 4-year-old in the car. He made the mom take the kid out of the car, and he berated her for leaving her kid in the car and threatened to call the police on her. He's like, get this kid out of the car right now. You shouldn't be doing something so irresponsible. I'm going to call the police on you. But he made her take the kid out of the car, and then he drove away and stole the car anyway.
Threatening to call the police when you're stealing a car is a pretty bold move.
Yes.
Also, I was laughing, not because it's terrifying, which that's a terrifying thing, right? But also, I can totally see someone stealing a car, looking back and seeing a 4-year-old and just being like, no, I'm not dealing with this.
No, this is not what I signed up for. I signed up for my Toyota Camry. Not little Anton back there.
Little Anton.
Oh, my God. No, I mean, there's not really much else to report about this, except it's just so bananas that this guy is like, nope, you take this kid. I'm going to call the police on you. And it's like, but I should be calling the police on you. And, you know, also, I want to say that, yes, we need to keep an eye on our kids, when we run into stores or maybe not even run into stores. But that's not really what this story is about. Even the police officer was she was within sight and sound of the child, she was fine. It's not like she went deep into the store or anything like that. So that's not what this story is about. It's just really about just a thief taking off with something he didn't know what he was getting into and turning back and trying to give it up again.
I mean, it also gives me a little bit of hope, kind of, that I get stealing a car. You see a car that's running, you steal it. I mean, I wouldn't steal it, but you know what I mean? It makes some money, but you're not an Anton Chigurh. You're not just gonna take the kid and jump him on the side of the road. Mm-mm. But also, no one wants to deal with a 4-year-old that's not theirs.
Yeah,
that's a lot of work.
A lot of work, and that is nice. He came back and returned the child to the mother. He, I guess, really maybe he tried to dump him on the side of the road and was like, I can't figure out these car seat straps, so I guess I'll have to take it back to the mom because those things are impossible.
My mom can't do them ever.
I don't blame her. They're the worst.
Where do you press? What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. Well, I'm glad that everyone was safe.
Yes.
Did they ever catch the guy?
Well, I don't know if they caught the guy, but the vehicle was found a few hours later in Portland. Oh, yes. And it says that they are still searching for the thief. So wow. I don't know. He's out there somewhere.
He's out there somewhere. Mm-hmm. Now he's going to look in the back of cars before he steals them.
Yeah, he learned himself a good lesson that day.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, that's it for me. Should we move on to our BFPs and BFNs?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so we close every show with our big fat positives or big fat negatives of the week. Shauna, what do you have for us today?
BFP.
Woot woot.
Yeah. My BFP is edamame.
I love edamame.
Me too. It's so good. For those of you who may not have had edamame before, it's soybeans in the pod. They serve them a lot at Japanese restaurants. That's where I often have them. And we had some in our freezer. I discovered a bag of them in our freezer recently. And I was looking for a snack for the kids. And I was like, oh, edamame, those are yummy. And so I heated some up and like put some butter and salt on them, like on the pods, right? You have to like the way you eat them is you kind of like have to pop the little soybeans out of the pod and then you can eat the bean. So I put some butter and salt on them and everything and put them in a bowl. And I wasn't sure how the kids were going to react because they haven't had edamame before. And Elle was tried a couple and was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Cece loved it. I mean, I'm sure she really loved like the butter and salt aspect of it. But what she really loved was the process of getting these little beans out of these pods and eating the beans. So she's got a delicious snack. It's healthy. And it took her forever to eat this bowl of edamame. Nice. She was so focused and so quiet. I swear to God, for like 20 minutes working on getting each little bean out of these pods. And I was just off doing other stuff. And she was babysat by edamame for like 20 minutes. It was amazing.
Oh, that's amazing. This reminds me of how I recently gave Augie a whole apple. He had never, he'd only ever had apple slices and he like was begging for the whole thing. So I was like, all right, here you go. Just gave him the apple. That kept him busy for like 40 minutes.
That's so cute. Oh my God. I love it.
The apple was mangled, but it did keep him busy. And he was very sticky. I feel like the edamame might be better because it's a little less messy.
No, it was pretty messy. I mean, it got everywhere and pods were everywhere and like slimy butter and everything. But whatever. I mean, it was worth it. It was truly worth it. It's just so hard to get a little one that small to focus for that. At least Cece, I mean, TV doesn't even get her to focus really for 20 minutes. She'll kind of watch something and then, you know, put her off and make me read her a book or something. So I was just like, oh my God, edamame is the dream. So I'm hoping it's not just a one-time thing and that we can keep that up.
Yeah. Well, do you still have more in your freezer?
We do. Have you guys ever tried it with your guy?
No, I haven't. But now I want to. I used to get it for myself all the time. Like that was a go-to snack when I was in grad school. But I don't know. I just stopped buying it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I need to get back on it.
Get back on it. Do
delicious.
It.
Delicious. They're good for you. Like what's holding me back?
I want some right now.
Me too. You're making me hungry.
All right. That's mine. What do you got for us?
Okay. I also have a BFP.
All right.
And my BFP is we have a fence in our backyard now.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's no longer a death trap.
Yay.
Yay. I've talked about my death trap backyard for so long. And I can't believe, I don't think we've talked about this on the show yet. And for people who maybe aren't caught up or don't remember, I have a terraced backyard. So my house opens to one level and then there's like a 5-foot retaining wall and then another level and then another retaining wall and another level. And the second level was just a complete death trap for, I mean, anyone who tumbled over it, but I wasn't really worried about adults falling off as much as I was toddlers. And finally, I found a handyman who was able to come and build a fence to fence the whole thing in. And now that means that Augie can just like play free on that second level.
Yay.
And I'm not having to constantly be afraid that if I turn my back for a second, he's going to tumble over to his death, which is nice. It's nice to not be constantly worried your child is going to tumble to his death.
Yes, that's a freeing feeling.
It's a real weight off my shoulders.
Yeah.
And I actually didn't realize how great it was until I recently, we were out there playing. I had Sebastian in his little like baby wrap carrier and I just set up my chair at the end of the, it's like a long strip basically. And I set my chair up so that if Augie ran towards the stairs, I'd be right there to catch him. Plus, he's really good with stairs now. I don't really have to worry about him launching himself down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
But I was worried about him, you know, throwing a ball and running after it or something. Something yeah. where you're on instinct and they just go over the edge. And so now I can just sit there and let him run about. And one thing I forgot to talk about in the check-ins I meant to mention is that we've created like a dirt pit for him in this area too.
Oh, that's a win.
Yeah. So now that it's all fenced in, I was thinking about getting a sand pit and or whatever you call, what do you call it? Sand
box?
It's not a sand pit. What's the thing you have? The gigantic
sandbox.
Box, a box. It's a sandbox. I'm looking like a sand pit where he gets like sucked into it. But the sandbox seemed like a lot of work after what I heard from you.
Yeah. Sorry, he talked you out of that one.
But I actually saw this idea on the Busy Toddler Instagram page. And it was basically she had created like a mud pit for her kids to play in, or it was sort of an accident. And I was like, oh, I should do that. I just left a square of dirt open in our second level. And I kind of dug it up so that the dirt was extra loose and sprayed some water on it so it was muddy. And the first day he played in it, he absolutely lost it. He loved it so much. So,
wow.
Yeah. So now that we're out of Death Trap Land, we can have fun mud pits and just run around, and it's great.
Yay, that's yes. so awesome. I'm so happy you did that. That's great.
Yeah. And actually, it's funny because the handyman was able to do it while I was in the hospital giving birth to Sebastian. So I came back with him and he had just finished painting the fence, basically.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Good timing.
Awesome.
So yeah, but that's it for me this week. I think that might be it for our show as well.
All right. Well, then let's wrap it up. Listeners, if you have any BFPs or BFNs to share with us or any internet insanities, we would love to hear them. Laura, where can they reach us?
We are on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at BFB Podcast. We also have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com. If you want to send us an email, you can always include a voice memo in that email. Just send it to contact@BigFatPositivePodcast.com. And finally, join our Facebook community group. It's a private group, so you have to request to join. Just search Big Fat Positive Community in Facebook and answer our two membership questions, and we'll send you right through to all those amazing conversations we're having in there.
If you love our show, please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts and spread the word. Let your friends know about BFP. Our show is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
Bye.